How's it going, everybody, and welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we are doing a podcast with our friends, Soy and Ashley. Woo! Some of you guys may know them as Food with Soy and Ashley.
Whoa!
Sizzle. Yeah! Oh, you guys hear the applause? Okay, well, I can't hear the applause.
Oh, that makes sense. You're like, what's going on? We literally hit the checkpoint, and we're like, wow, where's the audience? Where's the audience?
Wait, how did it know to do that?
Daniel did it.
That's amazing.
We have a soundboard over there.
Whoa. Yeah,
this is legit.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is our first time doing like a long podcast.
Yeah.
With guests.
We're so honored to be here. Guests. We're so honored.
No, we're honored to have you.
What a milestone.
Yeah. Milestone.
Wow. After 90 episodes, finally have someone on here.
Is this really 91?
Oh my gosh, is this 90?
Is it 90?
This might be the 90th.
I think it's
episode.
90.
Whoa, 90th anniversary.
Yeah, 90. So, can you guys give, like, a little brief, like, what you guys do, what kind of content you make? We'll go alphabetical order.
Hey, it's me. I'm indecisive. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is Soy from Food with Soy. I make a lot of food videos about mental health and food, showing people where to eat, how to eat, just, you know, making food a fun place on the internet.
Nice.
Oh, I should have went first because that was really good. Oh, man. I'm Ashley. I also eat on the internet for a living. I just eat a lot. We live life and we film it, create some stories. And now we're here because we obviously made it because we're on Just a Nobody's Podcast. 91st episode.
Yeah.
Is it
we made
90th episode. We made it.
Like 92. Yeah.
But maybe you guys can bring us to the 91st, 92nd, 93rd, whatever episode we need to go. We'll be back.
Guys, request us back so we can come back on air.
Please, I need a job.
So usually what we do is like we start the podcast off with like some movie news.
Ooh. Okay.
And I know. Like, we're literally, like, we decided to do this, like, 30 minutes or an hour ago. We're in a hotel room for VidCon. Do you guys know Ben Affleck was also Daredevil in the Marvel movies a long time ago?
Yes.
No.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
So, anyways, he's coming back. There's reports of Ben Affleck being on the set of Deadpool 3. You guys know Deadpool 3, right? Deadpool.
I don't really even know who Ben Affleck is.
Okay.
Oh, he's, Jenny from the block?
He's married.
No, no, no. Oh, I met him.
Yes.
He's married to J-Lo.
Oh, I met him at a basketball game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was he playing basketball?
No, he was in the lounge, and he's a nice dude. Great dude. Nice in person.
He's from Boston.
Yeah, and he's back as Daredevil, possibly. Wow. There's rumors going around that he's back.
Wait, how crazy is that? Because he's Batman too, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine living a lifetime where you're two superheroes? Not even one. Two iconic superheroes?
Right.
That's pretty crazy.
He did get a lot of hate back when the Daredevil movies were around because like his costume was a little like...
Tight?
Sure.
Was that the word?
It was just like really like, I don't know, at the time it
wasn't it.
It wasn't it.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, he just...
Can you draw it out for us?
It wasn't taken seriously.
Okay.
Like it was like he was trying to be like tough and like the superhero, but the way they made the movie was like comedic. It was like very funny, but they weren't trying to be funny.
Oh.
It was supposed to be like a serious movie, I think. Yeah, or no, I don't know.
Well, definitely
people didn't
wasn't
like it.
Supposed to be taken the way it did.
What's the Rotten Tomato score on this so we know the...
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's probably really low.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is Rotten Tomatoes only ran by one person? That's what I heard.
So basically, there's a group of certified Rotten Tomato critics.
Critics, yeah.
And based on their like ratings, like say if we all were critics and we all gave a movie an 8 out of 10, then the rating on Rotten Tomatoes would be 80.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's how they determine the percentage.
So it's more than one person.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
But like who picks these people and then like how many people? No one knows who they are?
Well, like our friend Warren is trying to become a Rotten Tomato critic.
Oh, you can apply? Yeah.
You just have to have enough like reviews.
Oh.
Oh.
You see,
critic scores aren't the accurate ones.
Right.
You want to go off audience score, really.
I agree. Yeah. Because I just saw a fantastic movie and the Rotten Tomato score was terrible.
Which one was it?
Elemental.
What was the critic score?
I don't know. It was really bad. I actually looked at it the other night and I was reading reviews and everyone said it was terrible. And then I watched the movie and I was sobbing. Everyone was sobbing and it's like everyone's favorite movie right now. So I'm confused.
Yeah,
that's why
you can
I was
see, like
the difference.
Always, yeah. Right.
That person
we
just
actually,
didn't.
Didn't we talk about that the other day? You told me you're reading off some of like the worst.
Oh, yeah. The worst Disney movies of all time. Animation films.
What was like one of the top?
That was worse or one of the
Pocahontas.
Best?
Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah. Pocahontas was there. We were shook.
How dare they?
And the Goofy movie too, because I'm a big Goofy movie fan. So when I saw Goofy, I was just like, "Dang, you're just not giving it a shot."
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music's great in Goofy movie.
Fantastic. I don't think they use original songs. That's what's so great about it. They use like 80s vibey songs.
Sometimes I'm really shocked Pocahontas is on there.
Me too.
Yeah.
That one I kind of see just because it's not the movie itself. I think the reviews are based off of like the people like kind of like, oh, like maybe we shouldn't make movies about an underage girl and John Smith and, you know.
I didn't see it that way.
I didn't either, but I think
now. At
the time
we were like 6 years old, we didn't see it.
Right. Yeah. Probably when the internet got invented is when all this happened.
But what about Hercules and Meg?
Whoa. Did you talk about this?
No, we didn't talk about the age.
Is it time? Are we allowed to do this? Okay. Guess how old Meg is from Hercules.
Guess how old.
I mean, just from the looks, she looks like she's in her, like, 20s. Look, like, just going off of looks.
Okay, but wait. Go backwards, though. Okay. What about Hercules? How old do you think Hercules is?
Well, he's young, right? We see him as a baby, and then he grows up. Maybe, like, in his teens or 20s.
Okay, you think too
well. Yeah, you guys are too accurate. So, you know what?
Pretend like he's, like, 15.
Yeah.
12. He's like 15. 12, 13. No, yeah. Let's go 13.
Let's go 13, yeah.
He's 13.
Well, he's 18.
Whoa, wait, what?
But that's not the crazy part. That's not the crazy part.
The crazy part is Meg, you know, one of the most stunning women in all of Disney movies. Yeah. She's a full-figured woman with winged eyeliner, purple makeup. She's a woman. 28. A decade between them. And they fall in love.
To be fair, wasn't she kind of like hesitant to like... being with him?
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
Absolutely.
So she was trying to say, like, hey, stay away.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the age thing. It was because she knew he was a good person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, the age gap, huge. Disney, are you allowed to do that? Anyway, glad you did.
That's crazy.
Okay, while we're on the topic of movies and shows, I know you saw Black Mirror, right, the new season?
I saw one episode of Black Mirror.
So she saw it.
I saw the second episode.
She tells me, like, oh, you should watch all the seasons of Black Mirror. It's so good.
I said I watched the second episode of the new season. And I was so scared that I couldn't watch the rest of it.
I brought it up because I thought you watched it. So I'm going to spoil the show.
I hope it's the episode I watched.
Was it the one about replicas?
The cyborg one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's the one I watched. Oh,
okay, thank goodness. Okay, so for everyone who doesn't know, Black Mirror has an episode where we see there's two characters. And both of them are actually in space. Their real bodies are in space. But they develop technology where they have replicas of them that allows them to transfer the consciousness to their Earth body, which is a robot, what? And live out their normal life, and then go back to space in their actual bodies.
Huh.
So there's a lot of things that happen in the show where you see like how it's really bad to have that.
Okay.
But if you had the option to, would you guys like to have a replica that would allow you to travel to like across the world and also be able to switch back to like your hometown and go back and forth?
Oh.
No.
That's like kind of freaky. That's creepy. I don't think I would want to do that. But it might be cool too.
What do you think, so?
I think I would want to watch you have one. I wouldn't want, because like I'm like when I was, so I watched the episode, right? So fair warning. So I saw everything that happened, but I'm thinking like what, I just would feel so weird that a part of me, even though it's not really a part of me, is doing something that I don't know it's doing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like we don't know what's going to happen to the, that makes me feel uneasy. So yeah. I don't think I can live my regular, like wherever it is, like a regular person knowing that something's happening to that part of me.
What's scary is that if your replica dies, right, it's okay, but if your human body while you're sleeping, while you're in your replica body, and that human body dies, then you're done.
Mm-hmm. This is giving Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar.
Also, just like knowing that it's technology, I feel like it would take my spirit away, and what's the point of living? Anyway,
that's scary. Leave your body, you don't know what's happening to it.
I just want to die.
Wait, what?
No, like live my full life as a human and just let it be.
Oh, wait.
You know, honestly, I honestly just want to sleep and then wake up. Like not wake up. I'll be like, okay, I'm not sure.
We're done.
It's about having the option to travel. Like, let me rephrase it. So like say if you had another body, right?
say you wanted
to go to Japan, right?
Okay.
You wanted to spend like 6 months in Japan, but you didn't want to fly there. You could have your replica over there.
Yeah.
And you could just like, you know.
Just switch back and forth? Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Is you don't know what's happening to your real body.
Right. But what happens if you could like lock yourself in a room and be like totally safe and you can guarantee you being safe?
I wouldn't guarantee it. Watching that movie, I can tell you I can guarantee that you cannot do that. I'm watching that movie. If you watch that episode, you know exactly what happens and that is not a guarantee.
That's a hard one.
Also,
no.
I have a question.
Okay.
If that is the case and you decide to, would you tell other people that you have a replica?
Ooh.
And this is knowing, okay, so in the series, right, like basically the replica is in shutdown mode. So your family knows. Like you get to spend time with your wife and you're like, hey, I have to go.
Yeah.
And then you're in shutdown mode and you're in like a room, right? I'm not going to do any spoilers, but that's what happens. Uh-huh. But the whole town knows you have a replica.
He's like famous. Like,
yes.
Everyone wants to come up to yeah. him and like it's touch like, his skin. And like.
But is that good or bad knowing that people know?
Bad.
Bad. Definitely bad,
bad, bad.
So would you tell people or would you not?
Based on the show, what I saw on the show. No.
You know no what? Way. This sounds like a very rich person thing. I don't think I get to experience it in my
rich.
Life.
One guy was definitely rich.
I just want to live life sometimes like a normal human being.
Yeah.
It's a good episode. You guys should watch it. Yeah. It's a little scary, though. I really couldn't watch anything after. I had to turn on the Disney Channel.
What, rerun?
To balance it out. Yeah, Feel the Future. I was like, oh, we're watching a future.
Feel the Future is still playing on
yes,
Disney
Plus.
Channel?
Yes, Disney Plus.
Oh, Disney Plus. Disney okay. Plus.
Do you guys remember that show, though? Like, I remember seeing that show, hoping, like, oh, it's going to be soon. Like, 15 years from now, we're going to have all this. And we don't. What's one thing you wish you had from Back to the Future?
Sorry, I'm so loud at this podcast.
This is, like, so off the cuff right now. We're not sticking to this, but...
It's fun this way. It's pop culture still.
Sure.
I mean, The Flash is talking about time travel. Everyone's talking about time travel.
Get a new plot.
I love time travel. I want to keep time travel forever and ever.
You don't feel like it's like overdone now?
Oh, is that not the same as multiverse?
Do you believe in a multiverse?
Of course.
You think
but honestly, it's a lot. It's too much thinking for my brain.
Mm.
It's a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a lot.
Imagining all that. I believe in it, but I don't want to think about it.
That's about most things.
Just like aliens. Like you don't want to think about it too deep.
For our younger viewers, this is going to get a little explicit.
Let's just cut, like jump ahead of the podcast. We'll have like timestamps so you guys can find when it's appropriate. So this is just the Nobody's Uncensored. No.
Is there a sound bit for this one? Like,
do the Disney magical one.
Let's see. Fast forward that. In 3, 2, 1.
Did you do it?
I did some chimes.
Wow, oh, I forget. You can't hear it.
Really great sound.
Okay.
Can
yeah,
I borrow
great.
That for my
yeah, okay.
videos?
Oh my gosh, can't believe we're doing this. Here we go. Okay, so do you guys know what soaking is?
Excuse me?
Soaking. Have you heard of it?
Like in a bathtub?
No.
Can you spell it?
S-O-A-K-I-N-G.
Wait.
Is this a dirty joke or?
Okay, it is dirty, but it's not a joke. It's like, it's real.
It's a thing.
Okay, so basically in the Mormon religion, premarital sex is like against their life and like everything they represent. So basically these college students that are, you know, Mormon and they don't want to break their religion. So what they do is they have this thing called soaking. So they don't want to have premarital sex. So what they do is the guy will lay on top of the girl and like, you know, put it in. And then he'll have his friend jump on the bed up and down to make the bed go up and down, right?
But
the
his friend has to
do it? Yeah, the friend's jumping up and down. But the bot, you know, as the bed's moving, right? Like things are moving also. That's on top of the bed. So technically, the guy that's laying on top of the girl and the girl is not like doing anything wrong because it's just the bed rocking. But in turn, you know, it happens.
And there's like multiple versions. You could jump on the bed or you can lay under the bed and like pick the bed from under.
Yeah. And that's soaking.
Physics.
Okay, you know, this is weird, but I actually know what it is now that you explain it. The moment you said Mormon and you said... I for some reason know this, and I blame it on TikTok for the education. I definitely know what it is.
Okay. What side of TikTok are you on?
I don't know how it got to my TikTok page, but I know.
So
what
the
it
question is, would you be the friend that would jump on it for your friend? Jump on the bed.
You know, for Ashley, if she needs that help. The thing is, I think it. No, wouldn't I be jumping on the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, if she needs the help with the. Is
you
that
would do that?
Jump on the bed for
you
her?
You would do that.
Is this a test of our friendship? Like, what do I say no to my friend? Like, wait, is this, like, wrong for them to do it? Like, it's an approve?
Well, I mean, you're a really good friend.
Wait, they have clothes on?
No.
Oh, there's no clothes on? No! That's what they're doing? Oh, I don't...
Wait, Soy, what did you think?
Wait, please, can you explain what just happened in your head?
Yeah, please do.
Her laugh sounds so good in this microphone.
This is so embarrassing. We were not on the same page at all. We weren't even in the same book.
Wait, what did you think it was?
Can you walk us through then what you think?
I was even going to give a suggestion.
Do it.
Because of base of what I thought. Okay, so what I thought was they both have clothes on. And it's basically like dry humping. But I was so confused why there was a person jumping on the bed. But I was like, okay, maybe they need like extra help. You know? So I was like, okay.
What?
So I was thinking it'd be better if they had a water bed. Because then I would have like... But now that I know they're naked, I don't want to be a part of this because that's a little too intimate.
So do you take that you would help? Or would you be still down to jump on
I mean,
the bed?
Okay, if I had like maybe a blindfold, I mean, if she really needed me, like, I feel like I can't be a friend that doesn't help her out.
You're right. So you're saying you would.
Okay, you wouldn't do it for her?
Ew.
I thought you're all about the friendship.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying now.
He said he would do anything for us, pick us up anywhere at any time. Apparently the lines are soaking.
Right. Yeah, would you jump on the bed?
Who am I jumping on the bed for?
You're like a bro that you had a friend.
A bro, or, yeah. You?
Okay, this hits home.
You're the bro.
No, I sound like, you know, like a bro, like a high school friend.
My high school friends. Sure.
You are you serious?
See, maybe, he asked this question.
No,
and
you know,
judgment.
I wouldn't jump on the bed. I would go under the bed and kick the bed. I'd do the under one where I don't.
You
have think?
Oh, well, you don't see them.
Are that strong? Mm.
No, I see. I tell you, waterbed. It will fix everyone's problem if everyone gets a waterbed again.
But,
did you ever
but
waterbed?
When you think about it, waterbed is still breaking the rules because you still have to make the motions. You have to move the waterbed.
You know what? We can make it easier and put them on a trampoline.
Oh, I think that's a little dangerous.
No, it's not.
Did you just?
I just imagine. Sorry.
You ever double bounce someone on a trampoline?
So you're saying that you would have someone, like you would help jump on the trampoline then?
You know what? We've all have crazy times in college that we don't want to talk about. And if your friend was in desperation, you would do things.
That's a good friend.
So,
yeah. And honestly, my memory is really bad. So I feel like I would just like try to forget it.
But you know? In the short answer, so I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to do it, basically, and just hope that I forget.
Well, I mean, yeah, if she needs the help. Like,
why me?
Because you're the...
I would help you, too.
I mean, I would never be caught in this position.
I wouldn't either.
You know, now, I would not be caught in this position.
I wouldn't either, but if a friend really needed me to bounce on the bed while they're naked to do the dirty, then yeah.
Yeah, if they don't believe in it. I feel like that's just, like,
you
the
know
right
what?
Thing to do. People have needs, and... Like,
I really
just...
hope this clip does really well.
To be quite honest, everyone's already in college, and you know, you're sharing bunk beds, and you hear things. This isn't too far off.
That's true. I was
it's
in a bunk
like,
bed.
It's like, okay, if you were on the top bunk and you're hearing things, what's the difference of climbing down the ladder and just jumping on the bed below?
Have you been on the top bunk before and like your roommates done that?
You know what? We've done
one
better.
Roommates.
We've been in a room at the same time with people we knew, and they were next to us.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what?
You know, that's right.
You're joking.
No. You know, so we have these friends.
No, we
can't do that. Wait, can I just say the funny part?
Wait, okay. I'm gonna, we have to censor some of it because it's very specific.
They wouldn't watch this. It's fine.
Okay.
And the thing is, they did it. We were just there. We were innocent.
Like, if you're there, you have every right to tell us.
We were innocent. We were sleeping
innocent.
On the couch.
I was not on the couch.
No,
I
moved.
Paint the picture a little bit. So we're in a room. There's a couch. There's a bed.
It was a lot of us just having a fun night. We all fell asleep. And then Soy was on the floor. I was over here. And these... And then... We are awake. You know when you're sleeping but not fully asleep. You know, yeah. You can hear
you're, like,
things,
tired.
But you're tired. Your eyes are closed, but you can hear the whole conversation going on. All of a sudden, we hear a...
And this is actually on the couch. Okay? Like, they're next to me.
No, I'm facing away. I'm just listening like, oh, shit.
But like, their bodies are next to me.
They're rubbing like, up against soil
and
like
then,
this.
And then we heard no. One of them. One of them said, what did they say?
Here, take off your shirt.
No. It was, they were like, not in front of your sister, Soy.
Oh my gosh.
But Soy is dead asleep, facing, but she's like back
I
to
wasn't
back
dead
with them.
Asleep.
No,
I was
she
snoring.
Wasn't. No,
I was
sorry.
Snoring. I
she
was
she was awake, but she was like this. Like, just imagine them rubbing on her back. Like, and she was just like. Pretending to be asleep as we're both
and they're like giggling
it.
They're like, well, we can never do this again.
And like, no, they're like, no, we shouldn't do this. And me and so you're awake just hearing
Okay, that let me okay, now that that's out there. Well, what you guys, when would you guys decide to wake up? Because I didn't know what to do. That position, I literally was like, damn. They're, it's very considerate that they're thinking of me, but they're rubbing on me. There's like, I'm pretty sure nothing crazy is happening because they have respect still. But at the same time,
what do you mean they have respect still? There was no respect.
No, they were talking about it. They're like, we shouldn't do this.
It's like they liked it. The truth.
I don't want to assume things about people.
Are you crying?
But yeah, when would you decide to wake up? Because I had a hard time. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty.
I think I would do like, well, sorry, guys.
You would stand up.
Sorry, I got to go use the restroom. Get up. Are you guys done? I need to go use the restroom. Oh, no. What would you do?
I think I would just get up. I'm not letting that happen. Oh, they're rubbing against me.
I guess we're better friends. You're crying.
I didn't think it was going to go here. That's
me and Soy have been through things. We've heard things. We've seen things. We're strong. Really but was. We were innocent victims in this situation.
Wait, so
might have added to like the excitement. Oh, there.
Like, oh, so you were there. That was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I excite people, but I didn't want to be there.
Okay, so basically, when did you wake up then? When's the right? When did you wake up?
We woke well, later. Yeah, way later.
Yeah, not that later. When I felt like they were done. When I didn't hear any more smacking noises, I was like, okay. And then I kind of did one of those things where you're like, no, like to prepare them to know, like, oh, she's about to wake up to think. You know, I don't want them. I was still being a good friend. I didn't want to like, oh, I know what you guys are doing. Like Ryan, I was like, my acting Oscar side came out and I was like, what's up, guys? Yeah. And then I looked over and then Ashley's like, with her one eye, like, I see her like, and then Ashley started getting up slowly too. I was like, oh, I guess we should leave now. This house.
Oh, yeah, we did. And we immediately
we were like, we gotta go. I'm sorry. We gotta go back to LA. Bye, guys.
Yeah, we left our friend
there. When
you
guys say you guys are best friends, it really makes sense. You really earned that title. Yeah. You guys have been through a lot. Together.
If you needed help soaking, I would.
Yeah. I already said yes. Everyone knows my answer.
So,
this definitely took for a turn that you didn't expect.
They're like,
guys, I really didn't think that they had the uncensored version of this. This is fun. Yeah. You guys are wild.
This is the first time.
Second time. We've had like a 2-minute uncensored segment, but this is,
Oh, I want to watch that episode.
That was 2 minutes. This is like a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we move on to theories? So everyone that watches the podcast knows that we're known for theories.
Wait, do we have to? We have to clap back in. Uncensored in 3, 2, 1. Back where's my sparkle noise?
Oh, or the clap.
In 3, sparkle. Uncensored in 3.
No. Censored now.
Oh.
Oh.
Censored. Oh. Censored in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, welcome back to Just Nobody Censored. Or we don't talk about soaking anymore. Okay, so we're going to talk about some theories now. Do you want to go first?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Do you guys know the Peter Pan theory?
Oh, you know what?
I feel like Soy might.
You can see it.
What are you showing
us? Oh my
gosh, you know what? For the longest time, I thought that was like a scab that like, never healed. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, is that Peter Pan?
Yeah, it's a Peter Pan tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
She's a lost boy.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a theory that Peter Pan is actually the villain and Captain Hook is the good one.
I could see it.
Oh, you can?
Well, no, because every villain is actually a good person who didn't have the chance to be a better person, so they succumbed to their sad thoughts and then just became the evil person.
That was the end of the segment. Let's go, guys. Next time. That was great. Empathy is important.
When you really look at the movie, Captain Hook never goes for Peter Pan. He never tries to capture Peter Pan. He always tries to capture the Lost Boys, right? But he's actually trying to save the Lost Boys because Peter Pan actually kills the Lost Boys. Right? The thing is, when you go to Neverland, you're never supposed to grow up, right?
Because they're dead.
Yeah. He kills them before they grow up.
They're dead?
Because in the original book, he would kill the Lost Boys if they grew up.
Like, how?
He would just kill him.
How?
Magic.
We don't want to get too graphic.
Is Tinkerbell okay?
Tinkerbell might be bad too. Because when you think about it, she gives them the magic to go with Peter Pan, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting this tattoo removed tomorrow.
So Captain Hook is actually trying to save the Lost Boys.
And Captain Hook's crew is actually all the Lost Boys that he saved that didn't get taken by Peter Pan.
Right, because when you look at it, they're the only adults in Neverland.
I'm really sad.
Wait, okay, let me rewind a little bit. Okay. Have you guys actually watched Peter Pan recently?
What do you mean?
Because I recently watched it last year.
Are you talking about the original one or like all the remakes?
Oh, the original one.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's actually like, I'm not going to lie, I did want to get this tattoo removed because Peter Pan's kind of a jerk. Like he's leading like Wendy and Tinkerbell on. Like he put some women against women stuff. There was a lot of weird vibes.
And Tinkerbell tried to kill Wendy.
Exactly.
Remember, like, doesn't she like shoot a slingshot or what?
She has the Lost Boys shoot, like throw stuff at her when she's flying. And she almost dies.
Dang.
Toxic behavior.
Toxic.
Whoa, are you calling women toxic?
Okay.
Because a man told them to... I was kidding. Okay.
But like, for real, Peter Pan?
Yeah. Peter Pan's the bad one.
You know what? It was never one of my favorite movies anyway, so I'm...
Isn't there like a Peter Pan syndrome?
No, what is? I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what it is?
Peter Pan syndrome?
Have you heard of Peter Pan syndrome? No. Have you heard about it?
Never.
I don't know if it's an actual syndrome. I'm not going to lie. But it's like a the personality of like basically someone that never wants to grow up.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if it's an actual syndrome, so we need a fact check on that because I'm not a medical.
So people who peaked in high school. Luckily, that was none of us.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to peak.
So they are obsessed with staying young.
Yeah. And or like they're really afraid to grow up, not to grow old, but like to have like certain responsibilities, right? Like they don't want to get a real job. They don't want to get married or like, I don't know. Anything that you could have with adulthood is something like that they're scared of. Are we allowed to curse?
Do I have Peter Pan syndrome?
What? Don't say that.
Well, the thing is you're still relatively young.
Oh.
So I think it's like you're a little bit older and then you're like, oh, I don't want to.
Sounds a lot like a boy. You know, the ones that never want to get married. They just want to stay in their college days. Woo, 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 woo. Peter Pan syndrome.
Actually, I think you're right.
Right?
90th episode be going wild today.
Wait, eh? Actually, cut the right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. You understand.
Okay, so there's a crazy hack. Do you guys know like the Harry Potter phone hack? Have you guys heard of this?
Where do you get this stuff?
So there's a hack, okay? So you tell Siri, you get your phone, right? Mm-hmm. You go like, hey Siri, Lumos.
Yeah.
And it turns on your light. And then, because in Harry Potter, you say Lumos and it ignites the light from your wand.
Yeah.
And then you say Nox, you go, Siri, Nox. It turns off your flashlight. Wait, hang on. Nox.
She's not having it with you today.
She said, don't use me for your podcast.
Siri. Hey Siri, Nox.
Oh,
would you look at that? Because in the movie he says Nox and the light turns off.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. If you ever need a light, you just say Hey Siri.
That's pretty magical.
Can you just turn on the flat.
It's an Easter egg, okay?
But it took you like 3 minutes to turn it off. If you're in a matter of life or death and you had to turn off the light, you're like, Nox, Nox, Nox. No, that's like the best routine.
On the TikTok version, it's just going to be like, Lumos, Nox.
Do you want to hear another hack?
Yeah.
If you tell Google Translate to beatbox, it goes,
boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
It's the best.
But if you ask Siri, what is the meaning of life? She gives you either a really wonderful, long, great meaning of life, or she just says it's chocolates.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. You may never know. Siri, what is the meaning of life?
Hey, Siri. What is the meaning of life? In a vast universe made of most... Okay, I didn't get the chocolate.
Okay, sometimes she has a really nice, beautiful... You'll get different answers.
Is that a good answer? What does the answer say? Want to read it?
It went away.
Okay. Oh, can you search Siri talk dirty to me? That's my favorite.
Oof.
Whoa. That's my favorite. Oh my Siri God. Hack.
When so you, I asked Siri, oh.
Yeah, talk dirty to me. Say Siri talk dirty to me.
Siri. Hey Siri. Talk dirty to me. Nothing.
Your phone doesn't like you.
Yeah, it gives so many different answers. Yeah.
I have a question.
I don't have my phone.
Have you ever had ChatGPT roast you? It is the most savage thing I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
She tears into your soul and rips you apart. She's like,
did that?
You know, but there's a TikTok on it where she roasts you in the voice of Regina George from the hit movie Mean Girls of 2004 by astrological signs. And when it came to mine, I was so on the verge of, I need to reevaluate my life.
That's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. I was showing everyone this video in the BCD.
Lauren's like, I've never done that.
What was the most hurtful thing it said?
You know how you guys know I like make plans and then cancel them?
No.
You would never do that. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, she told me.
That's crazy.
Some people won't get the sarcasm there, but.
I showed you a BCD.
Yeah, I remember. It was really funny. I as an Aries, I like to be talked to like that because I know it doesn't affect me. But it was pretty accurate. I forgot what it was, but mine was kind of positive then really negative.
I thought it was mean.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, I'm going to send it to you guys and you decide. Mine was bad.
Have you guys heard of the William Shakespeare theory?
What's that?
No.
Okay. So do you guys know the actress Anne Hathaway?
Yes. Oh, I love her.
Okay. So if you look at her husband, right, you look at his smile, his eyes, his hair.
Yes.
It looks like William Shakespeare.
I've heard this.
You've heard this?
It's crazy.
Okay, so let's go back now. So William Shakespeare was born in he died in 1616, right? Long time ago. He wrote Romeo and Juliet. But before he died, he said to his wife that, I loved you in this lifetime and I'll love you in my next lifetime. Okay, but William Shakespeare's wife's name is Anne Hathaway. And Anne Hathaway's husband today looks just like William Shakespeare. If you look at the side-by-side photos, they look exactly the same.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
So the theory is that William Shakespeare never died. And he's actually...
Or he's a clone.
Oh.
I don't know about never died. That's a little insane. Never died. I think we would know if he never died.
What about reincarnation? Both of them.
Oh, reincarnation.
Yeah, I guess technically. That's what they're going for. I guess that's what... Theory.
I think there was more to it, but I just don't remember.
I try to make it as simple as possible.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. That was a cool little tidbit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll repeat it.
Nice.
But I learned it on the Just Nobody's podcast.
What is one fact? You know a lot. Oh, so Soy knows a lot of facts about Taylor Swift. What is one Taylor Swift fact that you want everyone to know?
She knows more than that.
That Taylor Swift could write Romeo and Juliet, but Shakespeare could never write love story. Do you want to know a real fact?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so her parents are actually business women and businessmen. So the reason why they chose the name Taylor is not just because of James Taylor, but also because in the business field, they thought that it's a very gender neutral name. So she would have a heads up in the business world of being like Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. That's kind of sad, though, that they had to think about that to name their child.
I mean, that was back in 1989, so I see that's like...
Yeah, it's strategic for sure.
Yeah. And also, she doesn't own that truck company, Swift, that you always see.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't own that.
I always wonder on the freeway.
You think she owns that? A lot of people think it.
Yeah, I thought that.
She doesn't.
I always forget how old she is. She looks so young.
How old is she, Soy?
She's born December 13th, 1989.
And the math on that is...
30.
Look at the guy with the glasses, yeah.
35?
I don't know.
35.
Is that right?
34, 35.
We'll calculate this later.
What is one, food opinion that you guys have that may shock people, that may go against what people, collectively think?
Like a hot take?
Like a hot take.
Okay, Mexican pizza from Taco Bell is not good.
Whoa.
That was a big one.
I know, that is pretty big. Mexican pizza is really good.
I grew up on
it's
those.
So good that they brought it back to Taco Bell. Wow.
No hate, though.
No hate.
No hate.
That's your opinion.
I had it, and I was super excited. The ratio's off. There's, no meat, too much beans, too much tortilla. It's just not good. You just like eating two quesadilla bean.
I could understand the too much beans.
Yeah, way too much beans. Where's the meat?
To be fair, though, I feel like maybe you had a bad experience. Maybe the person that made yours was not.
Nah, I went to my favorite Taco Bell. Never mind.
I tried to give them a cop-out. I really did.
I love Taco Bell, though. So I was a little sad, but the crispy gordita chalupa thing was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm quiet because I've never tried Mexican pizza. I just remotely kind of know what it looks like, but I was just I've never had it, so I don't know.
What about for you?
For a hot... fast food or any take?
Any take.
Any take.
I mean, I really like Arby's. And a lot of people don't like Arby's, but I think because they don't get the jalapeno poppers from Arby's with the Bronco sauce, That is a game changer. They're always crispy, loaded with cream cheese, that sweetness of that sauce. And I like, a lot of people are going to be like, Arby's doesn't taste like meat. Well, I'm okay. I also like, you know, Spam, Vienna sausages, hot dogs.
At least Arby's getting some love after what we heard
from One Food Critter today.
That would totally destroy them.
I love Arby's. I feel like it's an unpopular opinion, right? I feel like most people, also like most Arby's don't open that late.
What time do they open till?
Every time I want Arby's, they're never open.
But it must be hard. They're like a not just a burger you can flip. It's like meat, like slices of meat. Like
this, I think it's already prepackaged.
Oh, is it? I mean, I don't know. I don't go to Arby's too much. Yeah. But I imagine their sandwiches are more gourmet because they're kind of expensive.
Yeah, I feel like Arby's sandwiches are actually really good. The roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Really good. That one's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? Like, what's a hot take?
Ooh,
I guess we're on fast food, so.
Gosh, what's your hot take?
I don't know. The kings of fast food. Come on.
McDonald's french fries are not that good.
Whoa. Jeez.
Why?
I feel like a lot of the times, like, it's like stale almost. Like, the top is stale and then the bottom's like really soggy.
That is a really big hot take.
You know what? McDonald's french fries are so good and like perfect when they're hot and right from the bag. But give them 10 minutes when you get home.
Yeah.
They are a little inconsistent, I have to say. They're not always great.
I can
but I've never had them bad. Like, to not me, bad. Can you tell me, I'm not like disapproving what you think, but like, what is a good fry then? If let's say your bar is McDonald's is bad, what is good?
I think like, for me, when I get fries, I like Five Guys fries. I like Wingstop fries. I like In-N-Out fries well done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little extra salt.
We have to preface this by saying Soy hates In-N-Out. She likes McDonald's.
Whoa.
That's your hot take.
I forgot about that. I totally forgot. No. I don't hate In-N-Out. I just think McDonald's hamburger with lettuce is my ideal hamburger fast food order.
So let's get this straight. You prefer McDonald's hamburger over an In-N-Out hamburger?
100%.
Oh my gosh.
It's because the bread is so soft on the McDonald's hamburger. They use the same bread as the fish filet. That smooth bun, it's a little bit sweet. If you were to just eat the bread at In-N-Out, you wouldn't like it.
Yes, I would. You can get it
the
like
bread? Just the bread,
just the bun from In-N-Out.
Yeah, the buns are
delicious.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, after this, we're just gonna go In-N-Out, eat the bun, and tell me it's not dry and that you need a whole cup of water. Then eat a McDonald's bread topper, and tell me if you can just enjoy it like a sweet Hawaiian bun.
The McDonald's ones is definitely more dry.
As someone that orders that frequently, I would disagree.
What's your hot take?
I think my hot take is In-N-Out spread kind of ruins the burger.
I guess you do.
I don't get spread.
Yeah.
You get it naked?
I get it with mustard instead of spread.
You can get mustard?
Yeah.
You can get it mustard fried.
Oh, maybe I'm ordering wrong from In-N-Out. Maybe I'm just like not ordering right.
But you do like the grilled cheese from In-N-Out.
Yes. He introduced me to the grilled cheese and it's actually
but
very
you know what's
delicious.
Really weird then? That means you really like the bread.
No, I like the bread when it's toasted with butter on the grill.
So you like the bread?
It's when just, it's toasted
it's
on the butter.
In the
that is like, if I was to pick a menu item from In-N-Out that I would maybe eat, it would be the grilled cheese type of vibe.
Okay.
Literally any bread toasted with butter is good.
Exactly. That's what I just said.
Oh.
Wait. I still feel like you like
okay,
the bread.
Let's give Soy an In-N-Out burger with a toasted bun with butter and like make it.
Yeah. See, I thought they do that.
I eat it out. Literally, they know this. I eat it once a year to see, because I like to make sure that I never crave it. And I eat it once a year to see if like I maybe like it. And yet has happened.
I think we need to order for her.
Yeah, I think we do.
Because this is.
I think people need to give me their In-N-Out order. And it better be good. Like, don't give me anything that's, also I don't like tomatoes. So don't do the tomato bun.
I don't like tomatoes either.
Can't do the tomato bun.
Okay, sorry to cut everyone off.
It's not my thing.
We actually are, as I said earlier, right? We're at VidCon. Having a great time, and woo! We're actually all going to go out to dinner tonight, and our dinner is like in 10 minutes.
Oh.
So we went a lot longer than we thought, but Soy and Ashley, thank you guys so much. We love you guys so much. You guys are some of our closest friends and bestest friends, and we love you.
Bestest. How much is he getting paid to say that?
Sorry.
Ashley and Soy
are
like family to us.
You guys are family to us.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at speaking like on the spot
no,
right now.
No, you're great.
But you guys know how much we appreciate you both, right? Aww. And you guys are some of the most talented people to ever be on social media, and we're just so blessed to have you in our lives. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Just Nobody's Podcast. If you're new to the channel, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you guys saw throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week, and we talked about them this week. And we'll see you tomorrow on TikTok, and we'll see you next Sunday on Apple Podcast. Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.